You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Have you ever felt like you're living in a dark cave and see no light at the end of the tunnel? Or do you feel like you've got to drag yourself out of bed, push yourself through the day, almost in slow motion, and then all you want to do is sort of crawl back into bed and put the covers over your head? Well, we're going to help you change that. If you want some solutions about what to do to brighten your day, we've got the best person for you right here in our kitchen, Dr. Hyla Kass. She's a nationally acclaimed expert in the field of integrative medicine and psychiatry, and she is one smart person who's going to help us. Dr. Kass, all right, depression's a big deal, even among kids today. So why is it so prevalent?
Well, a good part of it is what we're feeding our kids and what we're not feeding our kids, because you are what you eat. And if we're not giving our children the right foods that will nourish them, that will nourish their brain, that will feed their brain, we don't have a fighting chance. These poor kids do not have a chance at all. And the same thing that works with attention deficit disorder works with depression, because what we're doing is we're feeding the brain cell. So, I mean, the good news is it's not complicated. You don't have to think about, oh, well, they have ADD, do they have ADD, do they have depression? Doesn't matter. Whatever it is, it's very important to get the right amount of fat. You know, we used to have a much fatter diet. But when you think about it, in the 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever, people ate fat. There wasn't this fat phobia. Then the fat phobia came along and people's brains, what happened? People's brains got worse, if you think about that. So we have this big movement about increasing fat. And it's not just any old fat. Again, it's not French fries. It's fat like in fish oil or avocado, flax oil, the healthy oil.
So you're saying that trans fats and bad fats accepted, other fats are all good in nourishing the brain. It's somehow when we eat it, swallow, it goes into our gut and it gets somehow to our brain cells. And that is the medicine for not having a depressive state of mind.
That's exactly right. And the other thing is you want to eat good, clean food. You want to eat organic food, because as soon as you get pesticides into the mix, we're in trouble, because our brains and our bodies were not made to metabolize these pesticides, and they actually interfere. They interfere with the biochemical actions of the brain and the body. Our brain can't function properly under pesticides. For example, there was an experiment done, a Harvard experiment, where they took children who were eating regular food, and they were measured for pesticide levels, and they were very high, and these children were suffering from depression and ADD. When they took these children off the bad foods, when they were given pesticide-free organic food, and by the way, when you have organic food, by definition, it's pesticide-free. When they did that, these children, in a couple of weeks, cleared up. No, it was actually in a week. They're on a good diet with organic food. They showed no pesticides, or far less pesticides, at their negligible level, and their depression and their ADD went away. Now, this is amazing. When we think of what we're doing with these kids, putting them on drugs, when what we really need to do is take care of their diet and nutrition.
That is amazing, and I bet a lot of people listening are a little bit shocked in listening this for the first time, because when we started the segment, what Ellen was saying, it sounded like many of the commercials we see on TV all the time, and those are commercials for the multi-million dollar industry of antidepressants. So far, the solution to depression has been adding more chemicals to your body to counteract what is going on and leading to depression. But what you're saying is we should be cleaning up our bodies to deal with depression. And the way to do that is starting with your diet.
Absolutely. And if you want to find out what foods you must buy organically and what you can get away with,
absolutely,
you can look up the Environmental Working Group, EWG.org, and you can find out the Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen. For example, strawberries, you always have to get strawberries organically, because they have treated very heavily with pesticides, whereas something like avocados, you can get away with. So there's a whole list. And when you go shopping, when I go shopping, I take the list with me so I can remember. The truth is, though, I pretty much shop at my farmer's market, so I don't have to deal with that. The other thing is to remove sugar from the diet. I mean, the amount of sugar that kids are eating, even in soft drinks, I mean, it's like crazy. It's a crazy amount of sugar. And the sugar really disrupts brain function. It raises insulin, which decreases serotonin. And when you drop your serotonin level, what happens? You get really depressed. So eating sugar, you get a sugar high at first. But within a short time, within half an hour to an hour, you're depressed because you don't have enough serotonin circulating. So a very simple solution here, really simple solution, remove the sugar. Now, that may be easier said than done because you get kids, oh, Mom, I got to have my sugar, and adults, I got to have my sugar. The truth is that if you add in the good food, and I have found this all the time, add in the good food, your cravings for the bad stuff, like sugar, like sodas, is going to go way down. And sometimes you can just add in a nutrient like chromium, and chromium picolinate or chromium nicotinate, 500 micrograms twice a day or even 200 micrograms once or twice a day, and that will help cut the sugar cravings. So we have ways of decreasing sugar cravings. So depression due to toxicity, due to sugar, due to bad diet, due to lack of good things like fish oil and certain other nutrients. And that's what I give to my patients. I'm a psychiatrist, and rather than giving them drugs, I will give them nutritional supplements. In fact, some of them I created myself just because I couldn't find combinations on the market that I liked, which are available at my website, CassMD.com. And by the way, you know, I'm talking about brain chemistry, and I can't give you a complete brain chemistry lesson right now on the radio, but what I can do is give you a free ebook called Reclaim Your Brain. And if you go to my website, CassMD.com, CassMD.com, you can download for free my ebook that really explains all this that I'm talking about the good fats for your brain, about neurotransmitters, brain chemicals, how to increase your good brain chemicals, how to increase your serotonin, and how to get off of medication, how to get off drugs.
Well, you know, first let's say the name of the ebook again so everybody can download it. It's called what?
Well, you don't even have to remember the name of it. It's called Reclaim Your Brain. But if you go to my website.
Reclaim. Yeah.
If you go to Reclaim Your Brain, you go to my website, CassMD.com, right on the right-hand side of the homepage, you just put in your name and your email address. You will immediately be given an email with a download, with a link to download this free ebook called Reclaim Your Brain.
That is a fantastic title, and it's exactly what it means. Don't let the environment and the food you eat take over your brain. Reclaim it by taking control again. Dr. Cass, that is inspiring, and I think everybody today has taken a few lessons of their own of what they need to change in their own diet and how they can get rid of medication, because depression is a very real thing, and nowadays it's only growing. So we can put a stop to it with some of the advices you've given. So thank you so much. We only have like 20 seconds. Is there one final thought you want to share with us?
Yes. Take control of your health. Take control of your mind. Don't be influenced by television ads. Read up on it. Take charge. Eat right. Feed your kids right, and you will have a better life. And bless you. Have a wonderful day. My website, CassMD.com.
Thank you so much again. That's CassMD.com. And you can always find Ellen and myself on the Family Food Kitchen on RadioMD.com. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.